In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. We have come at last to Christmas Eve. For some of you, especially for children, and for any of you who are children at heart, Christmas brings great hope and great expectation. The closer the day comes, the more the wonder of it grows and grows and grows until the great day finally arrives in a flurry of wrapping paper and cookies. Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But for others, Christmas brings great weariness and stress. The closer the day comes, the greater the burden of it grows and grows and grows until the dreaded day arrives in a storm of chaos, tension, and sadness. It's the most challenging day of the year. Of course, we all want Christmas to be wonderful and not challenging. But wonder isn't something you can manufacture. You can't just create it. It doesn't appear out of thin air. You can't bake it. You can't buy it. You can't open a box and find it. And although Amazon can deliver a lot of things, they cannot deliver wonder to your door. And it's not like normal life gets put on pause for Christmas. Financial worries, family issues, health concerns, job stresses, losses, and heartaches don't take the holidays off. If anything, they often become worse at this time of year. And I know how it is. We don't want it to be like this. We may even feel guilty about it. We vowed that this year would be different, but it's not. And we approach Christmas weary and worn down. A weary world. And not only a weary world, but a really, really cold and weary world this year. Not only the world in which you live, but also the world of the scriptures. Our first reading from the book of Isaiah captures the weariness of a world caught up in commerce and in wealth, but a world that is rapidly falling apart. It was 700 years before Christ in the land of Israel, and the leaders thought everything was going great, and it would all be good. But in a short time, darkness would descend. War would come. There would be violence. There would be enemies at the gates. The world would become very, very dark. And that is the weariness to which Isaiah was speaking when he said, "A light shines in the darkness." He was acknowledging that the world has much darkness in it. The world is a challenging place. And the world of Luke chapter 2, Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Christmas cards make it look warm and cozy and wonderful, but I don't think that's how Mary and Joseph felt. A long journey to Bethlehem, not finding a place to lay their heads, being relegated not to a guest room someplace, but to the place where the animals stay. And then the weariness of giving birth to a child, her firstborn, not in the circumstances she had imagined, with a cloud hanging over their heads and question marks about this child in a place that isn't even home to parents who are impoverished. And out in the fields nearby, shepherds, in the middle of the night, I'm sure they weren't cozy and warm and having a glowing life, but worried about what might happen to the newborn lambs, being with the birthing mothers, taking care of their flocks, so that they could be sacrificed in the temple one day. Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and a weary, weary world. And it was into that weary world that Jesus was born. Into a world not filled with great joy and great health and prosperity and everything going perfectly well, but into a world that was dark, into a world that was broken, into a world filled with sickness and with sinners, into a world that desperately needed a Savior. And for us, the Savior was born. We may feel weary this Christmas. We may be burdened by what's happening in our lives or in our world. We may be stressed out by all of the activities and preparations for this time. The joy that we find is a joy that comes from outside of us. The joy that is found in the Savior who is born for us. Apart from him, we will find only weariness. We will find a treadmill. We will find difficulty and challenge and darkness. But Christ is the light of the world. And he came for you, and he came for me. And he came that we may find in him the light that we need. A light that no darkness can overcome. A light that shines no matter how weary things may become. For you, a Savior was born. And he was born not only into the weariness of the manger, but he was born for the darkness of the cross. It is on the cross that he bore the sin of the world, on the cross that he suffered that we might have life, on the cross that he went through the depths of darkness that we might live in light with him forever. Dear friends, you are here tonight because you know there is something more, and you know there is something greater, and you know there is a meaning deeper to this season than everything that happens outside. You are looking for something, and it is Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world. He is the one in whom a weary world rejoices, because he alone brings life and light and salvation and forgiveness and hope. In him is your life and your light. So rejoice in him this night. Whether this is the first time you've set foot in a church in a year because you use that old phrase that the roof will probably cave in, or whether you're here every Sunday, this is the Savior whom you need, the Savior who is born for you. And he is the reason for this season. Everything else that happens can be good and can be wonderful and can be joyous, but apart from Christ and his birth, there is nothing to it. So, dear friends, bask in the light and the warmth and the glow of the Christ child, the one who is the Savior of the world. And know that what Isaiah wrote and what the angels told to the shepherds is told to you. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government, the weight, the burden, the rule, the life, the salvation shall rest on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He was the hope of the world, and he is the hope of the world still. And he is the one in whom Mary and Joseph found joy. He is the one in whom the shepherds rejoiced. He is the one to whom Isaiah pointed 700 years before. He is the one in whom we, whether with great expectation and hope or with weariness and burdens, have come. For in him alone we rejoice. In Jesus' name, amen.